talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Mycoin, your coin, blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Natural Healthy Connections with Cowgirl Nikki, myself, Nick Pearson, and Mark Gonzalez. Mark will be joining us at about 9:30. This is Revolution Radio. We are the number one commercial-free, listener-supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at freedomslips.com. That's freedomslips.com. Or revolution.radio, that's revolution.radio. Also, I think we've on iTunes and a couple of other, like amps or apps and different, a couple other, how you can get us as well. Okay, today is November 8th. It is the last day to vote. We hope you're voting at least
are
for
you
people
sure?
you like. There you go. You're voting for people you least like, or I don't know, maybe are interested. They're not trying to kill you, which is, I don't know. That's a tough one. There you go. But we're hoping you're voting and things are turning out the way you want. Of course, we're in California, and our polls opened a little while ago. Well, actually, been unopened. They've been open since 7. So they've been open, but for the rest of the country, they've been open for a couple of hours, and we're hoping things are going the way you want, and that nobody's taxes will be raised unobliviously. Here you go. Okay. It is November 8th. Yeah. It's like I'm not sure, but I think it's like, let's see. One, two. Okay, I believe Thanksgiving is on the 24th, so it's like about 16 days before Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe, but yeah, 16 days. I don't know where the time's flying, Nick.
Same place it always goes.
There's a good one. It's out in outer space. By the way, we want to thank Friday night James Thorpe, the MD, OGBYN, for being on our show for about 2 hours. That was absolutely fantastic Friday night from 7 to 9. And our entire crew and staff was extremely elaborated that he came on, and we had a really good show. So Dr. James Thorpe, we want to thank you so much. We're going to do some announcements, play some clips today, put out some information. That's always a good thing. So, we won't be boring. So just hang in there with us. And I've got Nick's got some stuff, and I know Mark has got some stuff. So it'll be really, really good. All right, going to get to some announcements. So give Nick a chance just to kind of mute and kick back and hang in. Just by the way, it is raining in Southern California. It started raining Sunday night at 12, and then we had some rain yesterday on and off at different places.
And the apocalypse.
It started raining, I'd say about maybe midnight or after midnight last night. It started new drizzling, and then one or two, maybe it started, you know, a little bit more, and so we've had some rain in Southern California again. They said on Tuesday there'll be heavy rains, we get up to 4 inches, but I found it usually interesting that we don't get rain and usually till Thanksgiving or after, and it happens to be raining on, of course, the last day to vote, as Nick said, maybe, are you sure about that? But that the thing about this is, I find it a little bit odd. But we'll get to announcements, and then we'll get to some clips and put some good information out there and have some fun. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right, we're going to start with the first one. Okay. Oh, God.
I got to love those mornings.
Which group saying love is like oxygen? You get too much, you get too high. Which group is that, Nick?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard that one.
No way. You've never heard love is like oxygen. You get too much, you get too high. You don't know which one I'm talking about. Oh, my God. That's a first for Nick.
Oh, that's sweet.
Is that? Oh, my God. Yeah.
I probably have heard it because I got several of their albums.
It's a great 70s song.
I just didn't remember that one.
It's a great 70s song. So I heard this the other day in the car, and I've had it in my head ever since. Okay. That's always kind of a fun thing, though. Okay. Let's mention Frank real quick. Frank Cousineau, Cancer Control. If you guys are looking for an alternative medicine doctor, but you're don't know where one is in your neighborhood, you know, or you're looking for some information on something, you know, because sometimes people get different things, go to www.cancercontrolsociety.com, www.cancercontrolsociety.com. Go on the website. You also go to .org to donate, I think. But their phone number, to leave a message, is 323 area code. That's 323-663-7801. 323 area code 663-663-7801. That's 7801. And they'll help you find a doctor for whatever problem you might be having or looking for an inquiry. And they're great. And this is Cancer Control Society. And this is alternative medicine doctors. And they will give you a chance to get well and get healed. And lots of information at www.cancercontrolsociety.com. That's cancercontrolsociety.com. Okay, great. All right. Moving right along. Okay. I'm going to put a phone call into him. Ola Lola, Greg Koonin, drinkyourvitamins.com. I'd like to talk to Greg. So I'm going to put a phone call into him. That's Ola Lola, O-L-A-L-O-A, O-L-A-L-O-A. That's drinkyourvitamins.com, drinkyourvitamins.com at 1-800-800-9550, 1-800-800-9550. That's 1-800-800-9550. And that's drinkyourvitamins.com for Greg Koonin and Ola Lola. I take it. I know Nikki takes it. Nick takes it. They got great vitamin B, and the powder stuff is just, it's phenomenal. It's top of the list. So we're really grateful, and check them out. Okay, good stuff. And then mention us. I'll give you a discount, too. Good, mention us. Give a discount. Okay. I know Nick News uses this, and he swear by it, but it's Vaz, V-A-A-Z-Z, Vaz, V-A-Z-Z. And it's a Multa shampoo specialized formulated to gently clean, get rid of your hair of foreign chemicals. So it gets rid of foreign chemicals in your hair. By removing these aggressive irritants, the shampoo enables the scalp to rebuild the essential natural elements needed to maintain a healthy-looking hair. It's sulfate and parabena-free shampoo, which is very important. It also facilitates a blend of assorted proteins, amino acids. It has enzymes, vitamin C, E, and B minerals into the scalp. So, wow, that's good stuff. And Nick Swore buys it. I have some. I'm going to try it. So I'm going to put some on me and see how it feels. And we're going to see how this. But it's called Vaz, V-A-Z-Z. And how to get it is gbarberandsalon.com. That's gbarberandsalon.com. Put G and then barberandsalon.com at 818 area code, 818-358-2473, 818-358-2473, 818-358-2473 at gbarberandsalon.com, gbarberandsalon.com. So check out Vaz. V-A-Z-Z, and good stuff there. And it does, like I said, it's parabena-free as well as sulfate. It doesn't have that in the shampoo. And that's very important. Okay. All right, good people there. Yeah, good buddy, Keith Morley, for super good stuff. If you're looking to ask questions about product or certain ailments you might have, Keith is a very smart man. That's supergoodstuff.com. Their office number is 949-651-6355, 949-651-6355, that 949 area code, 949-651-6355. And they'll talk to you, good people there at Super Good Stuff. Okay. All right, National Lola. And our good buddy Caitlin Kate, she's got a great website, all kinds of stuff against EMF. And you go to VibeUp, VibeUp.com, VibeUp.com. That's VibeUp.com for Caitlin Kate. We're going to put an email into her, see if we can get her back on our program at VibeUp, VibeUp.com, VibeUp.com, and have some fun with Caitlin Kate, great lady. Okay. And she's got a great website, all kinds of products, and they work. She's good person. Okay, let's go Steve Mason, livepine.com, that's www.livepine.com, www.livepine.com, livepine.com, livepine.com. Phone number for Steve is 510 area code, 510 area code, 750-7055, 510-750-7055 for Steve Mason. This is comes in a bottle. It comes with a dropper at www.livepine.com, www.livepine.com. You also can go Steve@livepine.com. That's Steve@livepine.com. Check him out. Okay, good stuff there. By the way, it rebuilds the myelin, so it's pretty amazing stuff. Okay. I've got two companies, but if you live in a house, live in an apartment, a condo, they put a smart meter on. Starting to have problems. And you can't take it off for some reason. I don't have one on mine, but some people can't take it off for some reason. Then I would do this. This one I recommend, it's a little black dot, but it's Shungite. It's on the stealth airplanes and stealth bombers and the space shuttle made out of Shungite. And it's www.thezorb.com, www.thezorb.com. www.thezorb.com, Z-O-R-B, Z-O-R-B.com, thezorb.com. His phone number, Warren, 904-444-2345, 904-444-2345, 904-444-2345. And I put this little dot on your computer, your iPhone, as well as your smart meter, and it will knock a lot of EMF off. And that's not that big a deal, and they're not horribly expensive. And the other one I would use is the Elizabeth Proud's. I would buy both, kind of like a yin and a yang. That's smartdotsus.com, 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 smartdotsus.com. Their phone number is 949, area code 949-551-3397, 949-551-3397, 949-551-3397 for smartdotsus.com. That's smartdotsus.com. Check it out. Okay. All right. So good stuff from – and then the Zorb. Check out the Zorb. So get both of those. Something from Caitlin Kate, you'll be good to go. But I know if I had a smart phone, both of the dots would be on my phone. I don't have a smart meter. I've been very smart. I locked my gates, and I do not have one. Then I know that's a smart meter. They turn on 5G, and they can hook up the smart meters and explode the smart meters, and it starts fires in the house. And they don't like to admit to this, but that's what's happened. And they're very, very I think it was Keith from supergoodstuff.com. His house had smart meters. Like 20 or 30 houses all of a sudden burnt down within 20 minutes, which is – that's unheard of. But they burnt from the inside because of the smart meters. And then I had an article I read that Mike gave us a while back, and it's just amazing what they can do, unfortunately, and they no one takes responsibility, and people's houses and lives are at stake. It's just not fair. It's really good, not bad, terrible. Okay, check out World's Greatest Vitamin C. If you're looking for a vitamin C in a powder, it's non-GMO, made in America. It's 4,000 scoops of buffered vitamin C. And you can go to worldsgreatestvitaminc.com. That's worldsgreatestvitaminc.com for Bioenergy C. At 1-800-674-3250, 1-800-674-3250. And Nature's Force also sells I'm not looking at the thing, but I'll make sure I have it in front of me next time. But it's called Nature's Force. They have a vitamin C that comes in a powder. And if you can get the vitamin C in a powder, do it. And you'll just find yourself, you can put it into juice, into stuff, and you up your vitamin C levels. And that's extremely important, ladies and gentlemen, for that. Okay, here we go. Okay, hold on. We're moving right along. Okay. I just want to mention Dr. Andrew Wakefield. He made the movie 1986.com and Vax. He specializes in vaccines, and he's very much an expert on vaccines for Dr. Andrew Wakefield. 1986.com or Vax. Check him out for Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Okay. Okay. All right. If you're looking for hemp or cannabis, you're looking for somebody who knows about it, check out Kelly Brown. He's one of the experts. At info@thehappyholistic.com, info@thehappyholistic.com, info@thehappyholistic.com. Kelly Brown's phone number is 562-857-5912, 562-857-5912, 562-857-5912. We're trying to get back hold of him. Maybe he's not as busy for Kelly Brown. Get him on. Talk about hemp and cannabis. All right. This is for people who unfortunately have heavy metal poisoning or radiation. You're in luck. There's a couple of things on the market. Not many, but a couple. Oh, this is one of them. Folium, FOLIUMPX.com, FOLIUMPX.com. That's FoliumPX.com. And you go to YouTube, they'll have a video. So it's good stuff there. Phone number is 818, area code 818-996-4325, 996-4325, 4325 at 818-996-996-4325, 4325, that's 4325 for FoliumPX.com. And you can go to FoolinPX.com and go on YouTube. There's a video to check them out, but it's the way to go. But it does work, and it's about, you know, I think about 30 days, he said. But just you take three per day, and it does it. And so this is very unique stuff. And you know, I hate to say this, but maybe I'm gonna buy some, because they've had all kinds of crazy stuff go on. So I think I'm actually gonna purchase some now to have in my house as something as a backup system, because it's getting crazier out there. And I think it's the type of thing that when it's like a first aid kit, you know, you have one in the house, and you have Neil Sportman and Band-Aids and peroxide for emergencies. So this is something that it's not real expensive either. So thank God. And I think it's something I'm going to purchase. Okay, that's Fulham. Okay, moving on. All right. Nick Delgado, wonderful man, very smart, knows his stuff inside and out. Go to www.delgadoprotocols.com, www.delgadoprotocols.com. Their phone number is 1-866-319-0566, 1-866-319-0566. They're in Costa Mesa, California. And that's delgadoprotocols.com. DelgadoProtocols.com at 866-319-0566. He specializes, if you've gotten the vax or looking to check your blood under dark light, he's one of the guys that does it, and he'll tell you exactly what's in your system. So that's a good thing to know. Okay, moving on. this is a good stuff. The ultimate antioxidant, the Purple Power, C60PurplePower.com. It comes in avocado, olive oil, and I believe coconut oil. It's a liquid. You take a teaspoon, put it with water in the morning, and it absorbs with food. And this is a super antioxidant. So this does all kinds of stuff. It's it does all kinds of stuff. Optimizes cellular efficiency, promotes energy, mental health focus, supports inflammatory response, promotes immune function. It's a highly antioxidant. It's like a Swiss Army knife, actually, having with you, because it just does everything. And that's C60, but C60PurplePower.com, C60PurplePower.com. Go on their website. Their phone number is 1-800-367-9364. That's 1-800-367-9364. 1-800-367-9364 at C60PurplePower.com, C60PurplePower.com. Check them out. They give you a discount. Mention us. But it's a super highly antioxidant, so check them out at C60PurplePower.com. There you go. All right. If you're looking for ozone, this is a company that does do it, and their people. That is Rowan. Go to Dr. Rowen, R-O-W-E-N, D-R, R-O-W-E-N, and drsue.com, Dr. Rowen, drsue.com, Dr. Rowen, drsue.com. This is for ozone. They'll tell you what ozone does, what it can do for you, and how many different ways. Dr. Rowen, R-O-W-E-N, drsue.com. They're experts in it, so that's why we give out their information. Good stuff there. We've had him on the show, too. Okay. All right. Okay, moving right along. Okay. I use this every day, so I think Nick does too. And Nikki. I can't say enough about Extendivite. Xtendovite. Xtendovite. It maintains cholesterol, maintains circulation, supports liver function, improves absent-mindedness. But it gains better energy and vitality and quality of life. I take it every day. It's got garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. I take two every day. It comes in capsules. It also comes in a tincture. And I swear by it. And I know when Nikki went in for her surgery to repair the heart, because one of the valves had like a little hole, Nikki was on Extendivite, and Cardio Clear by, I believe, that was Keith Morley, and did take the Med 5. She didn't have any blockage. She didn't have any block arteries. And they were absolutely amazed because she takes some of these products. Says, I suffered a mass heart attack. I did nothing about it. I called 911 like I should have. I waited almost an hour before going to the hospital. When we got to the hospital, I passed out. The doctors who examined me told my wife to go home, prepare for the worst. They did not expect me to survive the night. Modern medicine saved my life that day. I lost 35% to heart to damaged tissue, and I was told I would be on disability soon. And I was just turned 43. A few months later, I found out about some garlic and cayenne mix, so I helped some other people. Since I like the idea of something natural, I bought some. 7 months later, I felt a pain in my chest, a poking pain, not a squeezing pain. I went to my doctors and had some tests done. They could not find any damage to my heart tissue or any blockage. My doctors took me off all my medications. My doctors also gave me a copy of my medical records and told me that no one believed me that you had a heart attack. And I was in 110% better shape than the average man, and I got out of her office. So this is Extendivite. I take it, and we're going to give some for Christmas to Mark. And then I'll give some, and it'll be like a Christmas thing for Christmas. And we'll give Nikki, Nick, myself, and Mark a bunch of stuff for Christmas, so we have stuff for the new year. But I love it. I take it every day, and I swear by it. And it's very small capsules, 180 in capsules, and it comes in a tincture as well, so you can't go wrong. It's www.heartdrop.com, www.heartdrop.com. That's www.heart, H-E-A-R-T, drop, D-R-O-P.com, heartdrop.com. Toll-free number is 1-877-928-8822, 1-877-928-8822, 1-877-928-8822. That's Extendivite, X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E. So I swear by it. I love it. And it works. And like I said, it maintains cholesterol. I don't have a cholesterol problem. Maintains circulation, supports liver function, improves absent-mindedness. So I take two every day, and it's in my body. And like I said, it does all kinds of good stuff, and it's easy. It's not, they're not big, giant pills, and I take two every day. And it just works, and that's the best way I know how to tell you. It just works. So it's a good product. Okay, here we go, moving right along. I think I'll mention them next time. Okay. All right. Frank, almost done. I know Nick's probably just having fun. Okay. I think we're down to the last two. Yeah. Okay. We got the last two, and we'll take it away. Listen, I just went in my sauna last night. But if you live in cold weather, guys, Midwest, parts of cold that get in the 40s, 50s, 30s, and whatever, down below. I swear by this. It removes toxin, removes calcium higgs, removes heavy metals and fats. It's anti-aging. It burns calories. It boosts the metabolic system. It detoxifies, but it increases circulation, helps relieve pain, improves the detoxification, helps clear cellulite and acne, decreases stiffness and swelling. It does. I can tell you, decreases inflammation, improves cardiovascular condition, it burns calories, promotes healthy immune system, reduces tension, stress, and fatigues, helps you feel great, and in depression and autism, heats up instantaneously, which it does, it's infrared, it helps with Lyme disease and phycomyelobiology. And I find this, if I go in it for about 20, 30 minutes a day, but I'm building up, so I'm going back about 30 minutes for me, and I put my mom in it as well for 20 minutes now. It does wonders. And it's www.relaxsaunas.com. That's www.relaxsaunas.com. Call Phil, because he's the man. And he'll just tell you about it. I mean, the thing about it, go online, and I use mine every day. I know Mark has one. He uses it. I swear by mine. But during July, August, and first couple of weeks of September, I couldn't go in mine. It was just too hot. It was 100 degrees in. I couldn't go in. It was just it's too hot, but I miss it when I'm not in it. And it heats up instantaneously. It doesn't take 20 minutes. As soon as you put it on, it heats up. That's how fast it does because it's infrared. And the therapeutic benefits are amazing. And call Phil at 626 area code. That's 6 and a 2 and a 6. 626-200-200-8454. That's 200-8454. 626-200-8454. So 626-200-8454 at www.relaxsaunas.com. www.relaxsaunas.com. And I love it. I swear by it. And I go on it. I was in it last night. And my cat likes it. My cat jumps on me. I put it on my lap. And now it just loves being in there with me. I'm like, are you serious? But the cat's just purring away. The cat's cold too. So the cat's getting some benefits as well. But go online. Guys, it doesn't cost $1,500. It doesn't cost $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Okay, dollars. Yeah, it's not this wood thing that takes 45 minutes to heat up. This thing is the real McCoy. You get in it, you turn it on, it totally works. That's how good it is. And I think it gets like a 5-star rating because the people who buy it, like me, it sets up in 2 minutes, comes in a bag. It's amazing. You'll just, you know what? It's one of the best things you'll ever do. And it's just great. It relaxes the body. It's anti-aging. I love my sauna. And it doesn't take space all over the house or the rooms. And it's just amazing. Except for my cat likes to jump on it. And I'm like, don't tear it, because then I have to replace the thing. And, oh, my God, it's unreal. All right. My last one, guys, is biocelltechnology.com. I use it every day. It's collagen. And it's for my joints and skin. It's www.biocelltechnology.com, www.biocelltechnology.com. Their phone number is 714-632-1231. That's 714 area code, 714-632-1231, 1231, 1231. It's 632-1231. This is for joints. This is for collagen. They're in a lot of the products up and down the market, and so they buy their product. That's why I buy directly from them, BioCell Technology. And it's their collagen, and I love it. It works and helps my knees and my face, and my skin is soft. Between using the BioCell and going in the sauna, it's a long-term solution for life, so I love it. All right, guys, we're done with announcements, so I'm sure you're glad to hear that one. But I do it to give you information so people can get some help and get some product in them and, you know, good stuff. By the way, I'm going to mention Med5. That's MIDFIVE.com, Med5.com. And the reason why I'm mentioning the Med5, if for people who are having heart problems, they want to put stents in and shit, just listen to me, do bypass. You want to try to prevent, or if they want to put a stent in, you want to prevent it, putting a stent in, doing surgery, go to Med5, MEDFIV.com, Med5.com. That's MEDFIV.com. And the reason why, if you go to Med5.com, go on their website. Look, a cardiologist got done tired of doing bypass and stents and stuff. If you take this even once a day, it clears out all the plaque out of your system from head to toe. So how do you go wrong? You know, how do you go wrong? And I use it. I know Nick. I think I've got to give some to Nick. I don't know if Nick has tried this or not. So
what is
it? Med5. Have you tried the Med5?
No, I haven't.
Okay, we're gonna have to. We got to get a few bottles this year. I mean, I take it, Nick, and I swear by it. But the reason why it just works. It lowers cholesterol. You don't have a cholesterol problem, but listen, if people are talking about putting stents and stuff and going on medication for blood pressure, for all kinds of stuff. This is the stuff you want to be on. And the thing about it is, it's not a pharmaceutical. This is a nutraceutical. It's non-toxic, and there's no side effects. So Med5, MEDFIVE.com. And the other one I would recommend with Keith Morley, super good stuff. He has a CardioClear. I would go on that, and it works. But the Med5, they have a picture where they pour their solution on a clogged artery, and it just opens up. So the bottom line is, if you take this, you won't have probably heart. You'll cut off heart attacks by like 70%, 75%, and strokes. That's why I take it, you know, because once you hit over 40, you've got to be able to move and be active, and I am. I'm extremely active, and I do things all the time, but I take the Extendivite and the Med 5, and it's a good product, and I recommend it. And for people who they're telling people to go on all this medication and you're looking for something alternative, go on the Med 5. You go on the Med 5, especially if they're talking like you've got high blood pressure, risk of heart attack, you're going to take it twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. But if you're looking just for some prevention, and you just at least take it once a day, you take this once a day, you know, you're going to be wonderful, and it's going to work and clean out all the plaque, and so you won't have a heart attack or stroke. So that's what it's about. But a lot of people don't understand, then they get a stent in them, or they have to go on all kinds of medications, and people don't really, there's side effects to all that stuff, and there's no side effects to the Med 5. So we recommend it. Go to also check out the CardioClear by which Nikki took too, by supergoodstuff.com. That's supergoodstuff.com. So that's why we recommend this. So we'll have to get a few more products in us, Nick, this year. So everybody will make sure we're a little extra healthy, because it's just too crazy out there. And we don't want anyone to fall by the wayside. Okay, so Nick, we can any news you want to talk about and some clips? I'm so glad. Okay, cool. All right. Okay. Oh, that's always fun. So we hope you like – the reason we do got the information, guys, is to help people, because we know there's somebody out there who needs a sauna, needs to go on the Med 5, Extendivite, and try some of the products out there, vitamin products. Call Keith and ask him a few questions at supergoodstuff.com, and they're knowledgeable. And so that's why we do this. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. All right, honey. Do you have some things you want to talk about real quick, or put a clip on and give us some information?
Yeah. I'll deal with all the – election crap that's going on. It's already starting to turn sour. But here, I got this one for you.
Okay. Great.
There you go.
Okay, that's great. How come all the songs in the 70s, everyone just remembers, are part of the 80s? People just know about it.
Going back to even before that, you go back into
50s and 60s.
You know, when it comes just like rock and roll, let's just stick with that genre. It's like 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and even a little bit of the 90s. All the songs were good. Some not so good, but there was a lot of others that were really great, and they stuck around for forever. All the crap that they're putting out now is just garbage for the most part. And I'm not talking about the old bands. I'm talking about all the new stuff that comes out. And I remember reading about this. It's all written on a machine that puts together algorithms of here's the combination of, you know, chord structures that you should use. And that's what they do. And they're all, they're popular for about 5 minutes, and then they're gone, and nobody even remembers what they were. So, yeah. I mean, but then you get songs like from Elvis, you get songs from the Beatles, you get songs from like Jimi Hendrix, and all these other bands that were out there and singers that were out there. These people still know those songs.
When I heard that song the other day, Love Is Like Oxygen, you get too much, you get too high. So it's so great because it has a nice rhythm. It's easy to listen to. You remember it. You feel great singing when you're driving your car down or truck down this road. You're just like, yeah. That's what it's all about.
You'll hear songs that you don't even have to hear like 5 seconds of the song. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
It's like... We'll go way back. Elvis, you know, Hound Dog. You already know what that is because that's the very first line in the song.
Right.
Very first opener of it. But then you hear other songs where they do instrumental opening, and it's like, bang, know it, know it, know it.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Man, you just don't get that.
Thank you for pointing that. I appreciate it from some of the people who don't know about how love is like oxygen. Get too much, get too high. Have some fun there.
They're just. By the way, they're the band that wrote Ballroom Blitz.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh,
I mean,
my
that
God.
One's been used.
Oh.
Has been re-recorded so many times.
Yeah, that's you know what, and you know when you're going down the road and you hear Ballroom Blitz, I mean you're turning it up. That's the bottom line. You're singing loud to it. It's fun.
No,
oh my God! Yeah.
Songs on when I because I have to redo all my cassettes that I have, and I got to put them on digital format. And some of them I haven't heard from for a long time. So when I started doing it, I'm going down the highway listening to some of them like the metal bands and stuff that I like. And I'm like, yeah, nah, 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 and say, why am I passing everybody? And I'm looking down. I'm doing 90. Okay. I don't even realize it. I'm so amped listening to some of those little songs. I end up, you know, just kicking the pedal down a little harder, and I'm like doing 90. I'm like, oh, I meant to slow it down a little bit.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you so much for that. That was great. Okay. So it's 11:00, 11:30 our time.
It's 11:02.
It's in the Midwest and East Coast. Hey, there. Yeah, I pray to God things go our way.
Well, we'll see. They're already having problems in Arizona and New Jersey.
No, wait a minute. What do you mean they're having problems in Arizona? Because I had a friend that called me. Go ahead.
They had in Maricopa County, the reports
Maricopa
that are coming
County.
Out of there is that 10% of the machines aren't working.
Oh, God.
I just was watching videos, and the people are saying, oh, you know, we can't count your votes. The machines are down. You can take them to another location and have them counted there. New Jersey's doing the same thing. And it's just like, well, here we go all over again.
Right. Well, now listen to me. In Arizona, I had a friend call me, told me that, because they had a few places that had early voting, and people were in there videotaping. They say, no, we're not going to make sure that no one can just go in and cheat. But in different counties, if they've got machines down in different counties, you know, yeah. Now I voted on Friday, Nick, and I got a horror story. I'm almost afraid to say this, but yeah, I think I'm going to hold off. But I want to talk to a buddy of mine first. But but listen to me. I pray to God that I do pray that in Maricopa County they get their machines back up, and if it's just that one location, that someone can go down the street and vote somewhere else and vote.
Well, we'll
so
see.
So hopefully it's not for the entire state of that's just Maricopa County.
So far, it's just the county.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Yeah, that's and New Jersey's got the same problem.
Yeah, remember what happened there last time.
Well, listen.
Maricopa.
So I'd like to think that their people have taken care of this, but I'm sure, listen, there's going to be, all I can tell you is this. Parts of Arizona, there's giant signs, their people were out going, we don't want this communism anymore. We're done. We don't want,
if you look back to 2020 and the mess that it was made, Arizona is almost mirroring that right now. If it turns out the way, if it goes south on everybody, Katie Hobbs did zero campaigning practically. I mean, almost nothing. Refused to debate Carrie Lake. Every single time she kept, let's do a debate. Nope. Let's do a debate. Nope. So she barely did anything at all. And if they turn this whole thing around and Katie Hobbs becomes the governor of Arizona, people are going to scream bloody at her.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they did not vote for her.
Carrie Lake has got so much support. I mean, it's not like a done deal. I mean, it's still a pretty tight race and everything, but at the same time, you know, people after 2020, people are at a breaking point as far as the elections go.
I think you're right.
So,
yeah. Okay, I'll have to call my buddy.
Anyway, we'll wait and see what happens more on that later.
Are you going to do some stuff tonight on your show from 7 to 9?
Oh yeah,
nine
I'm going to be covering it while I in the mean while I you know bit in between doing other bits. I'm going to be looking at the results, because the results should be coming in by then.
Yeah.
By the time I get on tonight.
Right. Okay.
But, we need to bring Mark.
Do you want to do a clip and call Mark?
Yeah, I'm going to call Mark right now. Then I'm going to run a clip.
Okay, great.
Let's see.
Unreal.
Is Mark? I got two.
So
I got
happening in New Jersey?
I heard it's a little bit. Some of it's going on in New Jersey. I don't know any details of it yet, though.
Okay.
So we'll wait and see.
All right. Pray things work out. Knock on wood.
Okay. Hey, Mark.
Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Okay. Now, before we get going on much of it, I want to run this. This is somewhere over in Europe.
Okay.
Talking about the WEF, the Rockefeller, and all this other stuff.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to COVID, climate, the climate change nonsense, and all of that.
Are you a climate denier?
Yeah. No, I don't.
I want to get a T-shirt. Climate denier. Oh.
I never denied that there was a climate.
Climate change denier. Excuse me, I forgot to put that
political because
word
the climate's
in.
Always changing. So,
this
guy, I only can run a few minutes of it because this goes on for quite a long time. So, but I'll run the beginning of it since we only got about 10 minutes left anyway.
Okay.
So here's this guy.
It's an open conspiracy, you could say. The conspiracy is out in the open. My name is Jakob Nordangård, and I'm going to do a presentation now called The Shapers of the Future. And this will cover the origin, history, and how the World Economic Forum has become the major vehicle for a technocratic reshaping of humanity and the planet. I have a PhD in science and technology studies from Linköping University. I'm a geographer, culture and media producer, and I'm also the founder of the Pharos Foundation. And we work to highlight threats to democracy, freedom of thought, as well as against humanity itself. I'm also the CEO of publishing company Pharos Media Productions. I've written 5 books about the global agenda and power play. My doctoral thesis, the first one, order about UPCOW, it's called, was about the European Union energy politics and the goal to create a sustainable energy system less dependent on fossil fuels. It was out in 2012, and it's very topical now. I have also written a book about the Rockefeller philanthropies and their involvement in the climate issue. Philanthropies are to implement a technocratic world order. This is a quote from the political scientist Samuel Huntington. The Davos Clause have little need for national loyalty, view national boundaries as obstacles, but are thankfully vanishing, and see national governments as residues from the past whose only useful function is to facilitate the elite's global operations. Huntington knew what he was talking about. Himself a professor from the Harvard University, a hotbed for the creation of World Economic Forum. Huntington, he was an insider, very involved with power politics, origins and history. In 1956, Special Studies Project was initiated by Nelson Rockefeller at the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. It was an ambitious project that addressed the problems of its day and how to solve them. Nelson, he had presidential ambitions. He had put together a brain trust to bring his aspirations to life. The young academician Henry Kissinger from Harvard was handpicked to serve as the project's manager. Henry, He had previously been involved in a study group on nuclear weapons at the influential think tank Council on Foreign Relations, together with David Rockefeller, Nelson's brother. David, he was a banker at the Chase Manhattan Bank and a director at the Council since 1949. The Council on Foreign Relations was dominated by the Rockefellers at this time and promoted their business-oriented form of internationalism. Henry Kissinger, he became a loyal partner to these Rockefeller interests and has served them ever since. The stated objective with this special studies project was to shape a new world order in all its dimensions, spiritual, economic, political, social. The challenge was, quote, to build a new structure which will make possible the fulfillment of the basic purposes of humanity. To achieve their goal, they identified science and technology as the key to further their internationalist cause. No other area required more cooperation than science. And it identified global health and climate change. This is as early as in the 50s. Especially interesting as these problems span across the borders of the globe. The panel that came up with this proposal was chaired by Milton Katz from Harvard Law School, with David Rockefeller as a member. No, the Rockefellers and climate change, the oil men and climate change. It's an interesting combination. The Rockefellers, they had already been instrumental in establishing the United Nations, as illustrated by this picture from their website of the Rockefeller Capital Management. You can see all these achievements that are more Rockefeller organizations. And in the middle, they have United Nations that they view as their own little club or organization. Henry Kissinger, and he was also the director of Harvard's International Seminar and started the Center for International Relations in 1958. This seminar had the purpose to establish better understanding among a select group of people who will be in top leadership roles in their countries in the years ahead. The seminar was funded by the Ford and Rockefeller Foundation and, as later revealed, the CIA. David Rockefeller himself, he was on the board of the overseers of Harvard and the president between 1966 and 1968. One leader of the future that came under Kissinger's influence was Klaus Schwab, a young economist from Ravensburg in Germany that had come to USA to gain a Master of Public Administration at Harvard. He was the right man for a new mission, to further the internationalist agenda and shape a global business institution. This is a clip of Klaus talking to his mentor 50 years later.
Dr. Kissinger, our time, our satellite time is running out. What wonderful opportunity to conclude our week here with such concrete proposals and ideas of how we can really create, I would say, a new world order. And I feel we should be very grateful to you, Henry, for taking the time at a very important day in the United States to be at least digitally with us. And on behalf of all those sitting here in the room, I would like to thank you very much. I would like to thank you personally also for the 50-year-long mentorship and all the advice you have given me. Thank you, and we appreciate it very much. Please join me.
All right, so that's part of it. And he's naming all the players that we already know.
Right.
And their objective, which is to essentially just control everything on the planet.
Right. And I know. It's so evil and diabolical. Yeah. I know.
And they've been doing it, and they've been ripping us apart. And they've been, you know, the last 2 years, if that's not evidence enough for people, I don't know what is. And, you know, today everybody's going to the polls, you know, and they're going to say, oh, I cast my vote so we can get more freedom. It's like, really? Well, we got to take our country back from, okay, from which, from who? Well, from the Democrats, okay. But do you think the Republicans are really going to be that much better? I mean, I already know for a fact that if when the Republicans take over, Kevin McCarthy is going to be the new Speaker of the House. So, I mean, that doesn't bode well already. He's an establishment insider. So what's going to happen with all the COVID stuff that's happened? Is anybody going to be held accountable for it? Are we going to get, is Fauci going
to
be?
Prosecution. They need to prosecute some people, Nick. They need to hold the feet to the fire. This is ridiculous what they've done. Yeah. They have overstepped their bounds. They've murdered people. People, they're not dying from COVID. They're dying from the vaccination.
I know, but they, you know, the fake stream media propaganda still won't say that.
I know.
Oh, they died from something else, but it wasn't the vaccines. Well, what about these clots that are forming in their veins that aren't made from blood? That's from something else.
Yeah. Okay.
But what about the guy on the motorcycle who broke his neck? Oh, he died from COVID.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that was good. That was great. Are we at the break right now?
We still got about a minute, but and it's like Dr. Thorpe said on Friday's show.
Yeah.
Don't trust these people.
No, don't trust them.
Don't trust the doctors and
nurses. Yeah, don't trust them. Yeah. Yeah, don't trust them. Yeah. I hear you. Mark, did you like that?
Well,
okay, what's the break?
I think we're on track for election day.
There you go. Hold on, guys. We'll be right back. Give us a few minutes. We'll be right. This is Granada Foreign Radio Network. This is Revolution Radio. This is Natural Healthy Connections with Cowgirl Nikki, myself, Nick Pearson, and Mark Gonzalez. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone. Thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener-supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Natural Health Connections with Cowgirl Nikki and myself, Nick Pearson, Mark Gonzalez, and myself. Welcome back. This is Revolution Radio. We've got a whole hour. Good stuff. Mark, you were saying...
Yeah, I was saying that I have something here. Nick was mentioning about the Arizona election.
Yeah.
And this is one of the supporters of Katie Lakes in Arizona saying what they think is going to happen. But also, it is very amazing to think that it's a tight race when the Democratic candidate has not even been visible at all and has made
right.
very
yeah.
public. You know, presentations and has refused to even debate anything. I mean, that's amazing that it could be like a neck and neck race with someone who's really pretty much non-existent. But
all right, it's not a race. It's just the fraud that's going on. I guess John McCain did a lot of bad things in Arizona. This is one of the things that has caused this.
Yeah. Well. You
yeah.
know where John McCain is now.
Right.
But
anyway,
yeah. He's... yeah. So I'm going to play this clip.
I was going to say, John McCain, he's down there smiling up at us.
Yeah, he's smiling. Him and Anton
totally.
LaVey. Sure. I'm sure him and Anton LaVey. But anyway,
yeah.
this is very informative, especially today on Election Day, and especially in Arizona. That's one of the critical states for the elections going on. So here's Stu Peters.
Broadcasting live from our downtown Minneapolis studios, we are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, it's been a long, long campaign season, but we're finally just 1 week out from the 2022 midterms. And there's a lot on the line with these midterms.
perhaps the most of any midterm in living memory. Who we try to elect next week may decide whether the United States keeps giving Ukraine a blank check in its proxy war with Russia, and by extension, whether we keep risking global nuclear war. Who we try to elect next week will determine whether we live under vaccines and mask mandates, or whether those both recede and then vanish forever. And of course, if Republicans are installed into the Senate next week, they can block Joe Biden judicial and bureaucratic appointees, which will have impacts for decades to come. And out of all 50 states, the midterms matter the most in Arizona. Most importantly, there's the governor's race. We need Carrie Lake to win so that we can ensure that Arizona has a real election in 2 years instead of a sabotaged, stolen, and fake rigged one. And we need Carrie Lake to spark a real showdown with the Biden administration over our border, where nearly 200,000 people are crossing every month. Did you hear what I just said? One state, one border, Arizona, 200,000 illegal criminal aliens every month. Well, fortunately, Carrie Lake has defied the odds to become the favorite to win. That's what they tell us in the press. And she did it even though the entire establishment hated and opposed her. They said that nominating Carrie Lake would be suicide. Fake conservative outlets like National Review trashed Carrie Lake. And now Lake is the strongest candidate on the ballot, and she might be the one carrying Blake Masters and Mark Fincham and all of our other candidates across the finish line. But we have to give credit where it's due. It's not just Carrie Lake winning this race for us. It's the absolutely horrendous candidate that the Democrats have put up, the Hillary Clinton of Arizona, Katie Hobbs. Hobbs refuses to debate and even refuses to answer real questions. Most recently, she couldn't even give a response when asked about the CDC's recent vote to add COVID shots to the child vaccine schedule, something that we certainly are passionate about here at the Stu Peters Network. Well, that's Katie Hobbs on issue after issue. No answer, no substance. No wonder she's about to get crushed. We're very upbeat for Carrie Lake. And that's good because we need a total sweep on the ballot in Arizona. Not just the Senate, not just Secretary of State, but every legislator too. Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers is one of those legislators that we need to lock up for another term, and she joins us now. Wendy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
It's an honor to be with you. This is the final stretch.
Yeah, what makes Carrie Lake such a force to be reckoned with?
She's truly a transformational figure. I've been watching her and helping her and supporting her for over a year now. And what she brings to the table is something kind of like a truly unique combination. She has the skills to beat back the liberal media. She has the skills to convey her multifaceted, very constructive platform. And she's absolutely relatable. She's genuine. It shows through when she meets with constituents or voters. And here's the thing. She does events just as President Trump did and doesn't do the typical conventional campaign. And so people connect to her. She's been in everyone's living room as a newscaster, very genuine, warm, well-known newscaster for over 20 years. So building on that, she has gone around the state, and she does sometimes 2 and 3 in-person events today a day. And the other sort of unique quality she has is she has this thing called the Ask Me Anything Tour. And so when she does these events, they are interactive, and she always has an interviewer who has good, pithy questions for her to answer based on whatever theme it was. Yesterday, I attended one for healthcare providers. I brought a friend who's a registered nurse with me who had refused to take the vaccine and thus lost her job after 18 years. I brought her to that event, and that's the kind of audience she had, and she spoke to all of that yesterday.
Okay, so I got to ask you. I believe I know the answer, but I just want it on the record here. Short answer, was the 2020 election stolen from Donald Trump? Was the 2020 vote disenfranchised?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So with that being said, if it hasn't been fixed, And if in Arizona we haven't brought to justice the criminals who sabotaged and stole the election and disenfranchised the vote, how do we elect Carrie Lake?
I'm worried. We are worried. The only way we do it is to overwhelm the system. I have been touting the notion of waiting until Election Day to vote. Carrie is a little bit more along the line of, if you have your ballot now, Wendy, just turn it in. And so there is this whole movement, though, of those of us who say, wait till Election Day, which is what I'm going to do. There's a newly passed bill. It wasn't ready for the primary, but it is law now, where you can go to the polling location, which my husband and I will do in Flagstaff on Tuesday, present your mailed-in ballot and say, I want you to spoil this, poll people, and then I want a day of ballot, not a provisional ballot, but a day of ballot for today, right now, that I'm going to fill out. And then that ballot has to be counted on Election Day.
Yeah, by any means necessary, we have to protect these polling places. And I mean that, by any means necessary. The press is going to hit me for that. Oh, Peters is encouraging violence at the polling places. No, that was Hillary Clinton, actually, that was encouraging violence at the polling places. She did it just the other day. As a matter of fact, I think we have a clip of that. If you want to find it, just go find it. Hillary Clinton was actually instigating violence at polling places on behalf of the communist, totalitarian, Marxist left. No, I'm saying that we need to have every single Arizona citizen at their polling places watching these people, catching any ill or nefarious behavior, any sussy stuff that's going on here. You know, any stuff that looks really sketch, that needs to be reported, and it needs to be reported to law enforcement, who then needs to come down and investigate anybody who might be trying to tamper with a state or federal election. This is a law. There are laws on the books to protect the way that we're supposed to be doing business in a representative constitutional republic, which I don't think that we have anymore. I think it's a fake construct, but nevertheless, I'll digress. We need to ensure that if there is going to be a fair election in this country, that it happens in Arizona, quite possibly the most important midterms that we are facing. Carrie Lake is going to stand up to this establishment, to the communist, uniparty, globalist conservatives, these fake America First grandstanding firebrands that have turned their back and betrayed us time and time and time again, as Republicans have proven themselves across the country, in every state at the state level, and across the board at the federal level, to be neutered and feckless cowards. We need to get them out and replace them with people who actually would be representative of the people. The Constitution says that we would be derelict in our duty as Americans if we didn't abolish and replace any form of government that's oppressive to our rights. So let's talk about it. If elected, what would you, Senator Rogers, do for your district in Arizona as it relates to these vaccine mandates and COVID tyranny?
Well, we would totally pass legislation that negated them. And in fact, Carrie said yesterday, and I had never heard her say this, I learned something new every time I watch her. She said that she was asked by CEOs of hospitals to sit down with them, and she said, I will not and did not take that meeting.
Good.
I am not going to schmooze with these hospitals. And back to your other point about eyes on the target, we need eyes on and have had eyes on these drop boxes. And we won the ruling just a day or two ago to continue to watch these drop boxes.
Yeah, I
and
wonder if the
I,
Proud Boys will be out there maybe.
Well,
I wonder if they'll be
the
there.
Thing,
I mean, there needs to be forces out there, absolutely.
And they tried to sue, threatened to sue people who were watching them in Yavapai County, which I currently represent, but because of redistricting, I won't going forward. But they were writing me emails, Senator Rogers, we're being threatened here. And I called them back. I said, you stay on the target. You stay at those drop boxes. Do not buckle down. Do not cave to them. You have to do this. It's working. That's why they're threatening to sue you.
So as Governor Carrie Lake, what was she going to do with the border? What is the plan with the border in Arizona as 200,000 criminal illegal aliens, a lot of them unchecked, unvetted, untested, violent offenders, rapists, murderers, gangbangers, MS-13 members? We don't even know if these people are necessarily coming from Latin America or Mexico. These people are coming in from Pakistan and Iran. These people are terrorists that want to blow us up. They're bringing in dirty bombs and weapons caches, and they're putting them all over the country just waiting to erupt in one of our metropolises. So how is Carrie Lake going to mobilize the National Guard to shut that crap down?
She has already sworn up and down that the minute she takes her hand off the Bible in January, she is going to deploy the National Guard to the border and continue building the wall. And we know we're going to get sued. We know, and we have lawyers ready for the Biden administration to sue us. She also has a very concrete step-by-step program to do away with the homelessness epidemic that we have in our state based on the fact that a lot of these people come through the wall and the fentanyl that is coming through. She is absolutely resolute. They are scared to death of her and of me and of a more conservative legislature. I try to go to her events so that when she gets asked those questions about how will you work with the legislature, then she can point to me as an example.
Yeah, so we know that Katie Hobbs has a very good chance of losing, and Carrie Lake has a very good chance of winning. But the important thing is Katie Hobbs refuses to rule out forced vaccination of kids. I mean, that alone, people should just bury her forever and make her a has-been from the beginning. I mean, to do that, especially when there was an article in The Atlantic saying, let's declare a pandemic amnesty for people like Fauci and Walensky and Bricks. I mean, this is ridiculous. I don't know if you guys read that article. It was out of The Atlantic, but it was written by a lady named Emily Alster,
who's
She's an economist at Brown University teaching about COVID.
Yeah.
Now, That's like Becerra heading up the HHS, and he's an attorney, not a medical professional.
Yeah, her article can kind of be summed up like this. Hey, you know, sorry about that, but everything's cool, eh? We all just have to get along, right? That's pretty much what her article says. My answer to that is no, we don't.
Here's some of her advice. Says many people have neglected their health care over the past several years, notably routine vaccination rates for children, measles, pertussis, etc., are way down. No kidding. Rather than debating the role that messaging about COVID vaccines had in this decline, we need to put all our energy into bringing rates back up. Pediatricians and public health officials need to work together with community outreach, and politicians will need to consider school mandates. In other words, let's vaccinate more, right? She also says here, we have to put these fights aside and declare a pandemic amnesty. We can leave out the willful purveyors of actual misinformation while forgiving hard calls that had no choice but to make with imperfect knowledge. And that's a lie. Says Los Angeles County closes beaches in summer, right? And ex post facto, this makes no sense. And it makes no more sense than my family taking mass hiking trips. But we need to learn from our mistakes and then let them go. No, we're not going to let them go. We need to forgive the attacks too. No, we don't. And because I thought schools should reopen and argue that kids as a group were not a high risk, I was called a teacher killer and a genocider. It wasn't pleasant, but feelings were high, and I certainly don't need to dissect and rehash that time for the rest of my days. Now, the thing that she says that they had to make, you know, decisions, hard decisions with very little information, that's an outright lie. We knew by the second and third month that Pierre Corey had a plan for it, Peter McCullough had a plan for it, Dr. Zelenko had a plan for it, Dr. Verone had a plan for it, Dr. Simone Godin, the American frontline doctors, had a plan for it. So this lady's an outright liar, and plus she's not a medical expert like these people I just mentioned.
You know what she's doing?
What to do. And they knew the lies were coming left and right. They knew that the NIH, the CDC, the FDA were all in cahoots with the military and with the Klaus Schwab crowd to push this on Americans, knowing full well, and by the Pfizer's documents as well, which we discussed on Friday, knew there were over 1,200 serious health risks involved in this, and yet they put it forward. So there is nothing that they had to make any decisions on the cuff. They knew everything that was happening before they even fired the first shot.
Well, you know what she's doing, right? With that, and a whole bunch of people on the left are doing the same thing. It's pretty much what you see. What happens when you see the shift in power in Washington D.C. When the Democrats are in power, it's like F you. We're doing what we want. You can't stand in our way. Go screw yourselves. Get to the back of the bus. Shut your mouth and leave us alone. As soon as the Republicans get in there, and not that that's any better or anything, but when the Republicans take power, it's the Democrats always come out and say, hey, you know, we kind of work together and, you know, get along with each other. And, you know, in order to, like, make everything go really cool. And it's like, you know what? Screw that. I want to see somebody get up and start punching these people in the face. Figuratively, okay? Don't do it for real unless you really want to. But this whole thing is like whenever there's a balance of power shifted one way or the other, their attitudes completely change. And they expect everybody else to just go like, yeah, we can just let bygones be bygones. We know you killed 5 million people and, you know, crippled a whole bunch of others. And you know, you put us under totalitarian dictatorships in each state and whatever. And, you know, it's all cool. No, guess what? It's not. I don't forgive. I don't forget. Screw all you people who went along with this and then got in my face and told me to put a fucking face mask on. Excuse me. Put a face mask on. Told me that I had to get my shots or I'm killing grandma, which, by the way, I haven't. And all that. To hell with all of you. You tried to lock everybody down into this totalitarian authoritarianism that we haven't seen since World War II.
Yeah, well, listen what else she says. She says the people who got it right for whatever reason may want to gloat. Those who got it wrong for whatever reason may feel defensive and retrench into a position that doesn't accord with the facts.
Yeah.
All of this gloating and defensiveness continues to gobble up a lot of social energy and to drive the culture wars, especially on the internet. These discussions are heated, unpleasant, untimely, unproductive. Oh, really? I think they're very productive. In the face of so much uncertainty, and no, uncertainty isn't a factor here. There's plenty of certainty what went on, how this was orchestrated, how Event 201 happened prior to it, how conveniently Carrie Mullis died, how conveniently other doctors that were of very prominent knowledge in this subject area had passed away, okay? So it says the discussions are heated, unpleasant, untimely, and unproductive. That is an absolute lie. In the face of so much uncertainty, getting something right had a hefty element of luck. No, that's not true either. This lady just basically lies through the whole article. And so, similarly, getting something wrong wasn't a moral failing. Yes, it absolutely was. And it wasn't because they got something wrong. They did something wrong. Okay? And
right.
They were morally bankrupt to begin with. Treating pandemic choices as a scorecard on which some people racked up more points than others is preventing us from moving forward. Now, if that isn't the biggest bunch of bullshit I've read in a long time, I don't know what is. Every part of that is a lie, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like the lady in Britain or in Belgium that was questioned who represented Pfizer, Ms. Small, I believe her name was. That she said we had to move at the speed of science. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
What's the speed of science?
Yeah, that means nothing. In other words, we had to move at the speed of investors would react to our propaganda.
Right.
That's more accurate, okay?
We had to move this stuff out there so fast that nobody had time to think about it.
Yeah, it was so urgent, you know, with like a 0.0003% chance of children getting ill from this, right? But yet their chance of getting seriously ill from the COVID death shot is extremely high. Okay, and they knew that from the beginning. So this whole article is just a bunch of lies from start to finish. And the interesting thing is, She, again, is an economist at Brown University. She's not a medical scientist. She's not a medical professional. She's not a health professional. She's not even an MPH. She is an economist at Brown University. And it reminds me of Barbara Ferreira here in L.A. County, right? She has never treated a patient in her life, right? She's an MPH. She's read about health policy, and yet she was dictating it. Right.
She looks like she needs to get some health advice her own self.
Yeah, she looks like she
looks like
a walking dead. Right, exactly. But the point is that I wanted to mention to people today, you want to vote for people that are clear about stopping this draconian program through the World Economic Forum and their subordinates and shoving it down the American people's throats. You want to vote for anybody that's against that, right? And you want to make sure that you don't endorse anything that Newsom's endorsing, like Prop 1, right, voting yes. Don't vote yes for that. Don't vote to make us the murder capital of the world for little babies, right? That's what Newsom wants. And don't vote and vote no on number 30. You know, that's another one that Newsom wants. So don't vote yes for anything Newsom wants. That's a good thing to do, just as a start point.
This is how bad this whole thing is, too. I just got a whole bunch of papers from Jim O'Kelly. He sent them to me in the mail. And it's about the history of the virus fraud. I thought, no, this is how long they've been lying to us. Now, this is going back into the 1920s.
Right.
It starts kind of like this. You know, it's a study of basically virology is the study of poison. So the dictionary definition of the word poison is from Latin, which means poison or snake venom. It's a poison that is produced by the body by a disease. And what is the poison that is produced in everybody by the disease? It's the pus or the infection. So in 1955, Jonas Salk said the vaccination is easy to understand. The vaccine is made from the virus that caused the disease, but his dirty little secret was that he discovered is that the virus that they gave life to is snake venom or other poisons. So there's a quote from a book called Hygieia, the Health Magazine, written by the American Medical Association, 1928. Which says Latin is a valuable language from which to select basic elements for scientific words because it is a dead language. And for this reason, the basic meanings of Latin words are fixed forever. There's no living tongues to alter those meanings or vary them in any way. So anyone who uses Latin in any way but the established manner is guilty of an error. So in 1927, Thomas Rivers, who's an MD, of the Rockefeller Institute of Medicine, that's not a good sign right there, he said that the viruses were alive and the cause of disease. So Rivers wasn't guilty of an error. He was guilty of deceiving the entire medical profession. So this is how far back this goes. I mean, that's just page one. And then there's a whole bunch of examples out of the book. And everything. I'll bring those papers back with me when I get to LA, and you guys can take a look at them too. But this is how far back it goes. They basically took a phrase from a dead language, which you can't change the meanings of, and they changed the meanings of it. It's kind of like when they changed the definition of gain of function, or they changed the definition of vaccines, so that they can keep doing this experiment on everybody and watch everybody keel over dead, and then go, well, you know. And some other excuse I heard somebody making the other day was like, you know, they didn't really break any laws when they did all this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, well, you know what? When you change the law, when you make the laws to fit your agenda, then you're not guilty of breaking any laws either. Look at what they did in Germany back in the 1930s. They changed all the laws. So Adolf Hitler wasn't guilty of breaking any laws. Everything he did was legal. Same thing with Mao Zedong. Same thing with Joseph Stalin and his predecessors and successors. And same thing with every other totalitarian government that was out there that wholesale slaughtered their own populations. They simply changed the laws to make everything that they did legal in their own countries. So
yeah, well, the other reason why they like to use Latin is most people don't know Latin either.
Yeah.
So when they hear a word, right, whether it's for a vitamin or a medicine, right, it'll throw people off, right? When they talk about something like vitamin C, they call it ascorbic acid. If you tell a person, you know, take ascorbic acid, they're like, oh, what's that? Oh, it's vitamin C. Well, they do the same thing with Latin terms. In order, it's like a coding for the medical community to keep the public confused.
And the legal profession, too.
Yeah. So it's a way of them convoluting a lot of stuff so they can create a lot of legal scenarios to protect their ass and their investments and also their agenda, which is the foremost, most important thing of it all. That's why the Rockefellers took over all of the medical schools, took over all the universities, took over all of the agencies to give approval and have the power to give the get-go and the green light for stuff like this whole baloney with, you know, giving the recommendation for the unapproved COVID death shot for the child vaccine schedule, which to me is absolute insanity. And if people and parents don't see that, they need to do more homework, and they need to realize that none of these death shots have been approved. None. They're still under EUA.
And listen, and remember that part in the clip I was playing earlier, that guy from Europe, I could never pronounce his name, but who Klaus Schwab is. He was a disciple of Kissinger and Rockefeller.
Yeah.
So,
well, we know that both Rockefeller and Kissinger are card-carrying members of the eugenics movement, for sure.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
You know, so, and
so is Bill Gates.
Recruiting Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Trudeau in Canada and all the rest of these satanic figures, they're all eugenicists and they're all, you know, Georgia Guidestone disciples. You know, they're not going to stop. And the thing is about the election, whether the election goes for or against us, we still have, you know, the public grand juries that are going on. We still have the lawsuits going on.
Yeah.
And we still have the people can force who's ever in office to start moving their butts and quit saying, well, you know, if we just get this amount of people, we can do this, or we get this amount of people. We don't need any amount of people that are going to stop it. In a voting sense, we need people that have the moral fortitude, and they have the position and power to make those suggestions without a majority of their party behind them.
Right. Well, now think about this too, though. When you said whether or not the election goes for us or against us, do you really think that regardless of which side gets on there, it's going to be for us?
I think that there are certain people, like, for instance, the Arizona governorship, if that goes
there's individual person there, there's another person over there. But overall, I'm very cynical about it anymore. The agenda is still going to keep moving forward.
Yeah, the agenda is going to keep moving forward, but when I play this next clip, you're going to see that a lot of people have woken up to the agenda. And just like in this article by that Brown University professor, right, she is adding more ammo to the side that we're on, you know, telling people, yeah, forgive these people. Oh, your kid died. Oh, forgive these people. Your business is bankrupt. Oh, forgive these people. You know what? You were told you couldn't see your father or your grandmother while they were dying in the hospital because it was too dangerous. It was all lies. So people like Emily Ulster at Brown University, she deserves to be fired.
Well, and think about that guy, the one here from Wisconsin, whose Down syndrome daughter was giving a whole bunch of downers, you know, opioid medication, and she ended up dying. It's like, you think he's going to want to sit there and go, like, okay, everything's cool? I don't think so.
No, and I don't think this whole thing about, you know, COVID amnesty is going to fly. There's too many people that have been injured, hurt, killed, whatever. And I just, you know, I did a celebration of life for someone I know that was just in his early 50s. And I know he had problems, but I'm pretty sure he was double and triple vaxxed, and now he's gone. You know, so, you know, people have to look. You know, we're not going to let these people off the hook because they want a soft landing after they killed
people. Yeah, they ain't getting one.
They lied about everything. They lied about the lethality, how lethal this virus was when it wasn't at all. The flu is more lethal than this. They lied about the treatments. They lied about the repurposed drugs. They lied
but
about
here's
the PCR test. There's nothing they told the truth about.
Yeah,
the
but here's the thing, though. They can
outright liars.
Here's the thing. They can lie about it, all that stuff all they want to, and it's up to people to sit there and go, yeah, you know what? Go away. You leave me alone. I don't believe anything you say. But the fact that they started making these things mandatory and it was being enforced by all these local governments, by companies and all of that, forcing people to do all this, or otherwise you can lose your livelihood, your homes, you know, whatever. Your kids can't go to school anymore, which, by the way, wouldn't be a bad thing. But they started making these mandates, and then they turned around and said, well, you know, we never mandated them. The fact that they were knowingly getting people killed because of this through this vaccine program – but that's where the problem comes in. People can handle a lie. They can see through the bullshit and go, yeah, you're lying, and then basically tell them to be on their way. But when you got the heavy arm of government coming down, they send in armed people to force you to comply with what they want. That's where the real problem comes in.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that if you remember what Dr. Thorpe said Friday, he said he had talked to certain people in very high positions saying, you will get this vaccine, you will get shots, you will get this, right? Well, no, I won't. You know, that's when the line in the sand has been crossed, and I won't allow that to happen. But I wanted to play this. This is on what we're talking about right now about the amnesty thing, and it's a clip of all things on Fox News. You know, you could take it for what it's worth, but I think the information on it is pretty valid, and it reached a lot of people, a lot more than CNN would like to have, you know. So I'm going to go ahead and do this. This is on the Branch COVIDians. And just take a second here.
No amnesty. That's the focus of tonight's angle. All right, how convenient. Now that we see just how wrong the COVID experts were on everything from school shutdowns to vax mandates, those same experts are telling us that it's just time to move on.
Move on! Nothing to see here! Please disperse! Nothing to see here! Please!
Writing in The Atlantic, Brown University economist Emily Oster argues that we need to let bygones be bygones on the COVID debate and not relitigate the past. We have to put these fights aside and declare a pandemic amnesty, forgiving the hard calls that people had no choice but to make with imperfect knowledge. L.A. County closed its beaches in the summer of 2020. Now, ex post facto, this makes no sense, but we need to learn from our mistakes and then let them go. Nice try, but no way. First off, there is little sign that those responsible for the disastrous decisions actually learned much, if anything at all. Where were the mea culpas from the shutdown fanatics like Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx? First, they gave horrendous advice to Donald Trump that led to his decision to shut down the entire country. This never should have happened. It did enormous damage to our children, our economy, our constitutional rights, and the American psyche that we're still seeing play out today. Almost everything they advocated, other than maybe washing your hands and covering your face when you sneeze, was wrong. Like this.
If you're never within 6 feet of any single individual, then you've controlled the virus.
We're asking the young people to help us with this mitigation strategy by staying out of the bars, staying out of the restaurants, really trying to distance yourself. Don't get the attitude, well, I'm young, I'm invulnerable.
Do you realize that social distancing was never grounded in science? Never. It was all made up.
The single costliest recommendation that CDC made, that you had to maintain 6 feet of distance, that wasn't based on good judgment and good science.
They were wrong about the vaccine stopping transmission, too.
Our data from the CDC
today suggests, you know, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Whoops, false. Most Americans thought the vaccine would stop you from getting COVID altogether. Well, of course, we know that was wrong. You also could transmit the virus if you had the vaccine. The CDC Director Walensky has been vaxxed and boosted, I think, a total of, what, 5 times? And she has COVID again. They were wrong to dismiss natural immunity as well. It turns out acquired immunity through previous infection does, in fact, provide durable immunity from future infection, and it certainly lessens your symptoms if you get it again. And do you remember what CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta and the rest of the medical cartel had Americans doing?
But we do know the virus can live on surfaces, for example, stealing plastic for up to 3 days. I've used a little glitter here for my kids to show you what the virus might be like. I'm just going to clean all the virus off here. You don't need to do too much. It's a pretty sensitive virus. You don't need to use any kind of specific wipe either. Any household cleaner will do.
Okay, I forgot that one. A few weeks later, CNN had to explain that, no, you don't actually need to wipe down your box of spaghetti or leave your Amazon packages in the garage. How embarrassing. But these people were drunk on their own power. Anthony Fauci even wanted to control your holiday plans.
If you get vaccinated and your family's vaccinated, you can feel good about enjoying a typical Thanksgiving, Christmas with your family and close friends.
You've got to be careful when you go into large public indoor spaces where there are a lot of people there, and that's the reason why you should be wearing a mask under those circumstances. I mean, obvious, the N95 is the best, but a regular surgical mask as well as a cloth mask is fine.
Wait a second. It's fine? Is he talking about those filthy masks hanging on everyone's rearview mirrors? The mask that they grabbed before they dashed into a store? Perhaps the worst part of all of this was the vicious campaign to smear and deplatform anyone who questioned their pronouncements, including world-renowned doctors and researchers. Remember the Great Barrington Declaration? From our top academic institutions, they even blacklisted people. These people have been threatened and excommunicated by medical associations and, of course, social media platforms. And despite how wrong the so-called experts were on a myriad issues, the retribution against dissident doctors continues to this day in the name of protecting public health and combating the spread of dangerous disinformation. How ironic, since they're the worst purveyors of it of all. Famed cardiologist and member of my medicine cabinet, Peter McCullough, could even lose his board certification for what he said over the last 2+ years. He told MedPage that he's appealing the recommendation by the American Board of Internal Medicine, and he's persecuted for stating the truth that the government was playing with math on the virus's true lethality. That was another issue of his. Well, now we see that he and others who spoke about the lethality of the virus were right. A new analysis of COVID deaths shows that early on, before vaccines were available, the infection fatality rate for people younger than the age of 70 was below 1%. And for those under the age of 19, it was 0.0003%. Now, given the analysis we just read, it's less lethal than the flu to a majority of the population. That is stunning. So-called public health officials duped America. As the CEO of Pfizer, of course, he became a multi-billionaire. Governors who made the right calls, like Ron DeSantis, Brian Kemp in Georgia, Kristi Noem in South Dakota, were made out to be pariahs by the media medical cartel. Meanwhile, the real data now shows that the anti-lockdown governors were right, and the governors of states like New Jersey, New York, California, Illinois were wrong. Their people knew it, and many of them fled, never to return to those states. There have to be ramifications for the faulty decisions and the mistakes that were made. Otherwise, they'll just do the same power grabs the next time they announce a crisis. I don't know, maybe the next crisis won't be a pandemic. It'll be a climate crisis or a racism crisis. But those same types of experts will feel free to issue unconstitutional mandates and extend emergency powers for as long as they can get away with it.
We need.
Yeah, so that's what we're looking at today on Election Day, that those people will be thinking they can get away with whatever it is, a climate crisis, whatever it is, a blackout, energy, you know, an EMP goes off from Russia or something and then all the power's out, whatever it's going to be, they will still use those power cards with emergency use powers, with national security powers, and so forth, irregardless of whatever emergency that they're going to declare. And that's the scary part.
Yeah, they'll use whatever they have to maintain power over people and suspend everybody's sovereignty. That's the big goal right there. And we've seen that happen. We know what the outcome is.
Yeah, you shut up and obey. I can never forget the quote by Fauci where it said, you know, it's time for people to do what they're told. I'll never forget that quote. It's time for people to do what they're told. Like he is God or something.
Well, he wasn't the only one. There are a whole bunch of people out there saying that, a bunch of celebrities too. Just get out there and do it. It's like, well, no. Who the hell are you to tell me what to do?
The other one was when so-called President Biden or Chairman Biden said, you know, we're getting impatient waiting for you people to do the right thing and get vaccinated.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
We're losing patience.
Who made him God? You know, well, here's the last part of this clip, and it's going to be with the Surgeon General, this guy who looks like he should be on Elmo. In fact, I'm pretty sure he wrote the script for Elmo endorsing the vaccines. But I want to put this one on, let you guys listen to the rest of this. It's a few seconds.
To sustain our investment in COVID. So we still have work to do that. It's going to require ongoing investment from Congress, ongoing investment in our country so that we can continue to make sure everybody in our country has the protection that they need from COVID-19.
Yeah, and as he's talking about the protection of COVID-19, they're showing hundreds of needles that you need to put in your arm.
Oh, of course.
And there's also talk that they got 500 new vaccines in the pipeline. 500.
Well, here's going back a little bit, too, and this was just published a couple days ago about the National Health System in England when they're talking about the mask mandates. They actually had to come out and admit that the hospital mask mandate was based on modeling that simply just assumed that they would work.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they didn't listen to experts like Tammy Clark, who worked for OSHA, and her specialty was in respiratory equipment and the use thereof it, who said with her 20-year background with OSHA that nobody should be wearing a mask, even a small particle surgical mask, unless they are fit tested and checked for CO2 and their oxygen levels. And if there's too much CO2, they shouldn't be wearing a mask. And if there's too low of oxygen, they shouldn't be wearing a mask. And everybody out there that got sick from wearing a mask should sue their employers, because that was known that the mask can cause you to get sick by breathing in your own pathogens by having it on so long.
Well, here's what they said in England, which also covers Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, by the way. They put a letter on October 4th of this year. Dame Ruth May, who's the chief nursing officer for infection control, responding on behalf of Amanda Pritchard, who is the England's chief executive in the NHS, asserted that there was a strong evidence that widespread use of face covering achieved a significant impact on the prevention of COVID-19 transmission. And to support the premise, she cited a computational modeling study posted in October of 21. The preprint paper reported that based on its model, universal masking would achieve a 46% reduction in infections among healthcare workers. And given the substantial amount of robust scientific evidence available, aggregating around the conclusion that in the real world, masks constitute an ineffective viral barrier, and it's astonishing that the NHS England is relying on a modeling study to justify its blanket policies. So it's like the hockey stick model for global warming. That didn't work out either, but they probably put in data that they wanted to have it come out the way they wanted it to. You know, they wanted the conclusion to support their agenda. So it's like omission of certain data, or it's addition of certain data, just in order to get the conclusion to come out the way that they wanted it to. And they said, well, you know, masks work because this computer model says it does, never minding the fact that it was never put into a real-life studies to find out if it actually did anything.
Yeah, we also have the earlier interviews of Fauci on camera saying, well, you know, the mask really won't protect you from anything. It might stop a droplet or so.
I can tell you right now, anybody who's ever done industrial painting, spray painting, worked in a construction environment where they had to use those masks, will tell you straight up they don't work. And I'm one of those people that can tell you they don't work.
Yeah, I've had experience with that because I've painted cars before, same thing.
Yeah.
And I had a dual cartridge respirator for heavy duty chemicals, and I still got a little bit on the edges of my nose and close to the edges of my mouth, but never got really inside, but I could see little
I used to do industrial painting, and we would do it on the inside of buildings where you had to do the full suit, you know, the full paper outfit with the sock on your head and the mask and everything. And when you came out of it, you had, depending on what color paint you were using, you had that same color paint streaking all down the sides of your nose and right up your nostrils.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to read something else. This was a sort of a thing to the Atlantic article, and this guy wrote it in response, you know, to Emily Oster from Brown University. He says here, in states across the country, in the absence of real evidence but the presence of real conceit, people were prohibited from visiting their sick family members in the hospital, and the elderly family members in nursing homes, leaving the most vulnerable in our society alone and their loved ones separated from them. We know it's a known fact that if family members are there supporting loved ones, that their survival rate is exponentially increased. That was purposely done to ensure more people would die. That right. was purposely done because they know human connection. People say, you know what, I don't have much to live for, but my granddaughter's here, my son's here, and that gives them the will to live. And they know that when you're by yourself, your will to live gets diminished. And that was purposely done. There's so much satanic stuff that was premeditated. There's no way that these people deserve any type of forgiveness.
None.
You know, I'm of the persuasion that they need to be tried and fried, okay? And whichever way people think is appropriate or God thinks appropriate, let's do it. But there's no way that these people need to get amnesty, or that we need to brush this under the rug, that, hey, we had to make quick decisions on stuff we were not sure of. They were dead certain of what was going on. There was
absolutely. I totally agree.
Well, it's like,
there was nothing
Dr.
they were
Thorpe,
in the dark about.
Like Dr. I mean, Thorpe said on Friday, and we have probably mentioned this before on this show and the others, we're waiting for the Nuremberg trials part two to start commencing.
Yeah.
Well, let's quit waiting and let's commence.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, yeah.
No. We already have, you know, Dr. Ely and his crew, and I'm pretty sure they're still doing the Citizens Grand Jury case. We still have the case with this lady in L.A. with the forced vaccination on her son. We still have the case, a lot of cases with that are going to come out with Del Bigtree. He is going to throw out a bunch of cases that anybody that's going to try to put this vaccine for COVID, this death shot, on the school schedule. He is going to file lawsuits. He said he will file them in every state that comes across in the United States. If it's all 50, he's going to do all 50. He's going to have attorneys on it in all states that have it. So people aren't going to stop whether or not this election goes sideways. People are going to move forward because they know that this is actually the survival of the human species at stake. And there's people that know that, and that's why people like McCullough, that's like people like Zelenko, God rest his soul, and others came forward because they saw that this is an end game scenario.
Yeah.
This is like a passing of history. This is going to make or break human history.
This is going to be talked about for decades, what's been going on.
Oh, yeah. This is absolutely, I totally agree with you. Absolutely. This could be chessboard.
Yeah, but while we got a couple of minutes left, we do have some good news.
Okay.
Today.
Okay, good. Knock on wood.
Matter of fact, it is today. this article broke. We lost somebody today, early this morning, it should be cause for celebration. Evelyn de Rothschild is dead. We should be celebrating. We should be cracking open beers in celebration of this one.
I'm sure he's trading subject matter and goodwill to Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, you can. He's down there smiling it up at us, doing high fives with all the other ones. Hey, we almost did it. Did we do good?
Yeah. Well, the good news is when we see what happens, and I know there's going to be a lot of challenges to a lot of the outcomes of these votes. I'm confident that when we had the recall, that Newsom was recalled and they fudged it.
Of course they did. Of course
same
they
thing,
did. And also
with
Gascon, that attorney, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, they when they dumped those signatures to recall Gascon, you know that was a setup.
Yeah, it was a total setup. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's got. I'm pretty sure he has Soros at his bedside.
Oh, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think gave him all that money to get in there?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we know how the game's rigged. We know how everything's rigged, but we can't keep our eyes off of the goal, and that is defeat their agenda, whether it's through parties or whether it's through the public or whether it's through prayer, whatever it is that we got to do it, and we have to defeat these evil satanic people. And you know it's going to happen, you know, and once they get tried, they will get fried. So that is a certainty. That's an absolute certainty. You know, how many of them, I don't know, I don't have the scorecard, but I'm pretty sure the major players are going to be, you know, they're going to have their day in court, and they're going to be able to be seen by the whole world for what they've done on purpose, not by accident.
I pray you're right, Mark.
Hey, that's a show.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Natural Health Connections, guys. You can listen to Nick tonight from 7 to 9. That's 7 to 9 on Studio A. Nick going to give you some hell, have some fun with you, and listen to him tonight. And then we'll be back also on Friday as well. But listen, we want
go
you to please listen to Nick. Go out and vote. Great to know. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.